Let's come into our afternoon sitting practice in a way that really respects that it is the afternoon, and with the afternoon, hindrances of the energy type can really show, especially sloth and torpor after eating can be quite challenging. So let's begin in a skillful way by taking a posture that will support any sleepiness that you may already be aware of by standing or practicing with eyes open. And I'll be using an image in this sitting to support the practice, and also hopefully it will kind of boost the energy a little in a calming way. We want the energy to be not too little, but also not too much. And then, because if it's too much, we go into the restlessness, which can then lead to the worry. And we can really be assailed. So taking your postures, getting nicely grounded. And with interest and friendliness, feeling body sitting. And opening to the breathing as it makes itself known. And now allow yourself to hold in mind an image of a river. Perhaps it's a river you know, or you've seen in pictures, or you've dreamt of. Allow yourself to sense into the river, perhaps even to visualize it as you're able. Sensing or imaging the water of the river. And in our image, I'd like you to imagine that your river is very calm, clear, and transparent. Taking in the water, sensing it, using all of your senses, maybe even a sense of its wetness, as well as how it looks and how the light may be reflected off of it from the sun, any little sounds that it makes. Imagine or sense into a sense of the banks of the river. Are they sandy, gravelly? Do trees and plants come right up to the edge? As you sense and imagine into the river, have a sense too of its depth. And a sense too, perhaps, of its length, how this river began somewhere, perhaps in a mountain, as a little bubbling up. And how it flows perhaps into a lake or the ocean. having a sense of how the river is continuous. And you can't quite say where the river begins or ends. And yet it is there as a river. And so from Hermann Hesse's book, Siddhartha, he writes of the river. In this case, it would be the Ganges. Is this what you mean, that the river is in all places at once, at its source and where it flows into the sea, at the waterfall, at the ferry, at the rapids, in the ocean, in the mountains, everywhere at once? So for the river, there is only the present moment, and not the shadow of the future. We could possibly add the shadow of the past. Only the present moment. With your image of the river, sensing into it, and its flow of life, the life of the water, allow yourself to become one with the river. And in this case, it's a river where the water is clear and calm. Feeling into body and breath as a clear, calm river that reflects all things, the birds that fly overhead, the trees angling over its banks, the sun, the clouds, the stars. It reflects all and it receives all. Can we do the same? Receive all that shows up in our awareness. Reflect it back with our mindful awareness. And at another point in Siddhartha, Siddhartha said, "And once I learned this, I considered my life, and it too was a river. Nothing was, nothing will be, everything is. Everything has being and presence." Can you practice flowing like a river, letting it all move through, whatever shows? We set the intention to practice like a calm, flowing, easy river, and yet desire shows up, the wanting mind, and now the river of our awareness is colored as with a dye, and that's all we know and see. Or its opposite, aversion shows up, and now our river is like boiling water, all bubbling and churning. And yet, like the river, we can receive all of this, recognizing it, allowing it, letting it move through. And the river may be clear again, calm, easy. We set the intention to practice as a flowing river with energy in that flow. But then sleepy mind shows up, sloth and torpor, and it's as if the river is covered in algae, slime, and weeds. Or as we sit, the opposite shows restlessness and doubt, and it's as if the river has been whipped up by the wind and is all choppy and wavy. And again, like the river, we receive it all, open to it, allow it to move through. Remembering too that with sloth and torpor, sometimes we need to take action, we need to pull some weeds by opening the eyes, standing for the river of our awareness to run clear and with energy again. And sometimes too, with all the best intentions of practicing like a flowing, calm river that's clear, the mind heart is filled with doubt, and the waters of our awareness become muddy, like a muddy river. And again, we just recognize this, allow it to be here. Allow it to flow through. Let the water, the muddy water, settle. And then sitting again like a flowing, clear river. At any point you get lost, refresh with the image of the river. Feel into it. Sense into it. Clear, flowing, calm, easy river. And Hess also writes, "But of all the water secrets, he saw today only a single one, one that struck his soul. He saw that this water flowed and flowed. It was constantly flowing, and yet it was always there. It was always eternally the same, and yet new at every moment." And so is our experience, flowing new at every moment. The awareness is constant, and yet new at every moment. Practicing like a river, letting go and letting go and letting go. settling into body and breath. Holding in mind this image of the river. And listening to this last closing poem. Author is Jean Lohman, poet. And it's called River Talk. River talk is whatever comes along. Practice always here while we keep on shore. All the time saying we want to get wet. But the river has ways of sound and light, ripples and waves that tell us, don't be so serious, rumble in where nothing is finished or broken, and nothing asks to be fixed. Rumble in where nothing is finished or broken, and nothing asks to be fixed. And so may we continue to learn to practice with the hindrances, with that kind of spirit. Not so serious. Rumble in. There's nothing broken, nothing to be finished. Nothing to be fixed.